24 away from 9, Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time for our weekly update about things that are going on in the city of Houghton with Susie Landers, brought to you by the city of Houghton. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, good morning.
What do we have coming up?
Well, hey, it's
Treat
another week,
Street
which
and
means
Halloween
another...
and all of that kind of stuff. So now we have something else coming.
I know. It's like another week, another event. Actually, coming up is our famous Ladies' Night. Ladies' Night has been going on for... I really don't know. Wait a minute. At least 7-8 years.
Yeah, at least since last year.
It's growing and growing, and it's a great event that we started quite a few years ago in downtown Houghton. Actually, I shouldn't say we. I actually did not start that. I had the mouse in my pocket, and I did not do that. It was a couple of the other businesses that did it, and it has been well received. But it's going to be next Friday, November 14th, from 5 to 8.
So this is a night for ladies to come downtown, and what will they find?
This is a great evening. A lot of the businesses will jump in, and they will have refreshments, specials, different things like that. I know I spoke with Surplus Outlet, and they're going to have their famous Pick a Discount, which is great. I mean, they have some big discounts. They'll have them at the register, and when you're checking out, you just grab a little piece of paper and see what it is. I think their biggest discount... Oh, I better not say.
No, I don't think you want to commit them.
So we've got Surplus Outlet, always a big player in this, Downwind Sports. I spoke with Your Crazy Place. They're going to have Crazy Cash.
Ooh.
I'm not sure how you're going to accumulate this cash, but they're going to have a Crazy Cash.
I spent some Crazy Cash once.
No kidding.
Went to prison. It was terrible.
Chickadees is going to have specials, as well as with every $20 purchase, you can receive a free scarf.
Ooh.
So that's fun.
That's what I do with Crazy Cash. I scarf it up.
I spoke with Jeff at the Edge Tattoo, and they're going to have piercing specials. So there's just a little bit of everything.
Lots of stuff. So that is a week from Friday.
That's
it's
a
not
week
tomorrow.
From Friday. Correct.
It's a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
Are you going to do the men's night again this year?
No, I'm not. It didn't go over as well as I had hoped. It really defeated the purpose. So I was so excited about Men's Night when I put it together last year. So I'm downtown, here we go, and I end up speaking with a couple gentlemen that were around, and they were like buying for themselves. One guy told me, he goes, I needed work boots. So he went to Surplus and bought work boots. I was like, that's
You want
not...
those gift wraps,
yeah.
sir?
That wasn't the purpose. That wasn't the goal of this.
As long as it brings people down.
It is true. It is true. But they didn't really jump on the bandwagon with this. Not that maybe we shouldn't continue to do it and see if we can build it, but... I thought, you know what? The men seem to just do fine on their own.
as a group, we all maintain we do fine on our own.
That's right.
Individually, in moments of candor, we will confess that we have trouble. But, you know, it's not like us to ask for help.
Well, someone asked me the other day, or they mentioned at the meeting, they go, we should really have it like Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that would work for me.
Right, right. I'm saying, well, I don't know if that would... You want to really be the person that has encouraged the men to shop late and probably maybe sit downtown and enjoy a couple refreshments and not get home.
Maybe what we need is a ladies drag your men downtown night. And then we could have some special for ladies at the cafes and the restaurants, and they could sit and enjoy, and they could push hubby out onto the street.
That's right.
And... say, don't come back here.
Until you have this list.
And yeah, until you have all of this stuff in large bags, and then you'll look like Blondie and Dagwood going home afterward. So,
but yeah, most of the businesses, they're all jumping in and participating. I know Year Round Gear is going to have discounts on everything. Plus, one thing that Year Round Gear now has that I wasn't aware of, they are bringing in new clothing, like men's and women's new clothing.
Oh.
So that's exciting, because that's one of the big things that I get when I'm out talking with everyone in the community, is we need more clothing stores. We need places to purchase clothing. So I see that is starting to, it seems like that's starting to build. Now with Year Round Gear, I was in Chickadees the other day. They, of course, it's women clothing, but their women's area is really starting to grow. Few accessories down at Your Crazy Place, things like that. So I'm excited to see that the businesses in downtown are actually like listening to the customers and listening to the community, and you know, changing their stance on things.
And Santa Claus is going to be downtown
Santa
this year.
Will
not immediately, but
no, and
soon.
Santa will be spending a lot of time at Swift's.
Yes.
Toyland.
Going to put Santa in Toyland at Swift's.
You know, one other thing that we are going to kick off this year with Ladies' Night is a Downtown Houghton can drive to fill the pantries.
Oh, that'd be good.
So I don't have all the details on this yet, but I'm just going to say that we're kicking it off on next Friday. You can drop off at the city center at any time, well, during regular business hours. And I know there's a few businesses that if you just drop it off there, we'll go around and make sure that we collect it. But I don't have of course, I don't have an end date. For me, I think we should just keep doing it through the whole month of December.
It's not like there's a time of year where people aren't hungry.
Well, that's what, you know, we always focus on this time of the year, and it's like, do all this goodwill and fill the pantries and help everybody out. Well, hey, we still eat after, you know, there's still the need. Because I can remember speaking with the Salvation Army one of the years when I had good times, and it was like March, and they said, our pantries are they're empty.
Yes.
So I quickly tried to throw a can drive together. So this is not the only time of the year we should be thinking about those pantries.
No, they need our help year round, and which is not to say don't do it now.
Right.
But let's, we should come up with something. I know the postal workers, when they do theirs,
they do one.
Mm-hmm. In the off season, so to speak, because that's why they do that, because they know that lots of people are doing them now.
Right. And so, like, I know, I think Your Crazy Place is going to run their own special can drive also. But, you know, right now, if you if you're running through Downtown Houghton and you have, you know, you feel like you have the opportunity to share with your neighbors, please just drop off any, you know, non-perishable goods at the city center. I would like to fill that, all those windows we have in the front there. I'm sure Eric would love that I'm saying this. Let's fill those windows with canned goods.
With heavy canned goods that if they tip over forward, will knock the window
out.
That's right. Brilliant.
So we're excited about that, because it's, you know, we always want to give back to our community and help those in need. Also, the other thing we've got going on I wanted to mention is not to forget about the Carnegie seminars, that are the one that's going to be next Tuesday.
Yes, there is one coming up next
Tuesday.
It's about
Lake Superior natural history and their future and the future of Lake Superior with Dr. Green.
Yeah, I've got that up on our
web
calendar.
Just call the Carnegie. It's Tuesday the 18th. They're going to have like refreshments from
6:30. So that's not next Tuesday.
Oh, it's the following Tuesday.
It's the following
Tuesday,
the 18th.
I'm rushing the weeks.
Yep, because I was just looking, saying, wait, I know, yeah, I put
today,
that up there.
I'm just trying to get through the weeks.
Yeah, it's 6:30 on the 18th.
Correct, and 6:30 to 7 is like refreshments, and then the talk will follow. So that should be really interesting to our community here.
And, of course, they'll be getting Christmas activities underway at the museum before too long, the gingerbread house.
That's scheduled. I think their event will be December 13th.
So
we're excited about that. Elise always does a great job with that. And I think, too, she is looking for people that want to help out with that and maybe even build the structures. You know what I mean? Not necessarily decorate them.
You've got the house. You know, now we need a garage.
Right. You would
need a gingerbread
garage. And a little
garage.
Sauna. How about a sauna?
A gingerbread sauna. Absolutely. You could have a snack while you're saunatizing.
Todd, I see you have the flyer out for the bridge closings.
Talking about the bridge closing flyer this morning here.
So I know that got brought up at our meeting, but I want people to realize that there's going to be a lot of communication. I know your radio station is going to be on this, and it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look bad.
No, I'm hearing people think that this is going to be like Armageddon coming upon us.
Right.
And yeah, there are going to be some inconvenient situations.
Right.
There are going to be two long closures, but they've set them for overnight, so a minimum inconvenience there. We already know the dates that those are going to be. I suppose it's possible those might change given weather and things like that. But they're doing the absolute best they can.
They are.
To let us know what's going to be going on, and we're just going to have to roll with it, because we need to have that bridge in good condition. We know what happened several years ago when it got stuck in the open position. We can't risk it becoming getting out of shape.
Right. And we live in an area, we're so used to just jumping in our vehicle and zipping over that bridge or doing whatever we need within a few minutes. It's just, we just need to plan a little bit. And, you know, allow yourself a little extra time, and it's going to be fine.
The impression I had when I looked at this is that traffic is going to be like it was 50 years ago.
I wouldn't remember that.
I wouldn't either. But 50 years ago, when there was a lot of boat traffic still up and down the portage, 50, 60 years ago, that bridge was up and down all the time. Mm-hmm. Now it's up and down relatively rarely.
Correct.
Because we don't have that kind of commercial ship traffic through the portage anymore. So it's just an adventure of remembering what life was like for our ancestors.
Right. And you know, they're thinking ahead. There's going to be safety measures in place in case, you know, you get stuck on the one side and you need to be, you know what I mean? You have no place to go. Those things will be in place. And I know we're using the radio station, the emergency station. What is it called?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, forget it. But anyway, it's for the national... there goes my mind. I should have wrote this down.
You should have.
Anyway, you'll be able to tune in and get all the closings and the updates, and there will be so much information. We're going to have a link on our City of Houghton website that you can go right to the MDOT site, and they will update that every day.
Yep.
So it's going to be fine.
I'm hearing a lot of people talk about it. I don't think it's going to be nearly the problem that some people are anticipating.
Right.
It's
always the anticipation, right. And one thing, too, also, Todd, I want to mention that we are really trying to push our Facebook, the Downtown Houghton Facebook. That's where we're putting up our different events and what's going on. If a store is having, you know, for example, your crazy place, are always having, little workshops. You know, we're putting that stuff up. So if you'd please, if you are on Facebook, take a look at our Houghton Downtown Facebook and like us. And there's two of them. There's the Houghton Downtown, which is the one we manage, and then there's another one that says Downtown Houghton. So that's not the one we want you to... Oh, you can like that one. But yeah. The one we want you to follow is the one that has our logo on it, and it's actually Houghton Downtown.
Okay, so I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm following that. So I will make sure that I do
right.
that. The other thing you've got to do with Facebook now is every once in a while, if there's a site you want to keep up with, you have to click... You have to respond to something on it. You have to like something or something like that, because Facebook is now filtering their... what you see in your news feed.
Mm-hmm.
And they pick out for you on your behalf and show you postings based on your
interest.
So if you just become a friend and never respond or react or have any type of interface, then you never see it.
You know, I've noticed that with Facebook, even when you look on the creepiness of the whole internet. I looked up a big stock pot, you know, a big soup pot. I was looking about buying a new one. Every time I'm on Facebook now, I see this. You might be interested in this stock pot.
Yes.
So you got to.
they
know what you're interested in.
Yeah, the advertising side of it is hilarious, too. I needed a keyboard amp the other day. So I looked online.
Right.
Just to get an idea of what. I needed to look for what's out there, that kind of thing. And then I went down to Good Times Music and I bought one.
Right.
I bought one. Yeah, you know, I bought it locally.
Yep.
I'm going to do that. But now every time I go online, there are people trying to sell me keyboards.
I know. Keyboard amps.
Not knowing that I've already bought one.
Right. I know.
Need another one.
No. So, it was just for reference.
Just for reference. Mm-hmm. And then I went down and I saw the folks at Good Times Music, and they had just exactly what I needed. And so,
great.
There we go. Got to wrap it up. How can folks get in touch with you?
All right. You can give me a jingle. And again, about events, or if you're looking at businesses in Downtown Houghton.
Or anywhere in Houghton.
Thank you, Todd. 906-370-3110.
Thank you, Susie Landers.
Thank you.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.